Well, we certainly don't want any ramifications. Well, what's your point? What do you advise? It had been going so well, they almost seemed up to speed. This may have been what caused Ponder to act like the man who, having so far fallen 100 feet without any harm, believes that the last few inches to the ground will be a mere formality.
To use the classic metaphor, the important thing is not to kill your own grandfather, he said,
and smacked into the bedrock.
What the hell would I want to do that for? Said Ridcully. I quite liked the old boy.
No, of course, I mean accidentally, said Ponder. But in any case...
Really? Well, as you know, I accidentally kill people every day, said Ridcully. Anyway, I don't see him around.
It's just an illustration, sir. The problem is cause and effect. And the point is...
The point, Mr. Stibbins, is that you suddenly seem to think everyone comes over all fratricidal when they go back in time. Now, if I'd met my grandfather, I'd buy him a drink and tell him not to assume that snakes won't bite if you shout at them in a loud voice. Information which he might come to thank me for in later life.
Why? Said Ponder.
Because he would have some later life, said Ridcully.
No, sir, no, that'd be worse than shooting him.
It would?
Yes, sir.
I think there may be one or two steps in your logic that I have failed to grasp, Mr. Stibbins, said the Arch-Chancellor coldly. I suppose you're not intending to shoot your own grandfather by any chance?
Of course not, snapped Ponder. I don't even know what he looked like. He died before I was born.
Aha!
I didn't mean...
Look, we're a lot further back in time than that, said the Dean. Thousands of years, he says. No one's grandfather is alive.
That's a lucky escape for Mr. Stibbins Senior, then, said Ridcully.
No, sir, said Ponder. Please, what I was trying to get across, sir, is that anything you do in the past changes the future. The tiniest little actions can have huge consequences. You might tread on an ant now, and it might entirely prevent someone from being born in the future.
Really? Said Ridcully.
Yes, sir.
Ridcully brightened up.
That's not a bad wheeze. There's one or two people history could do without. Any idea how we can find the right ants?
No, sir.
Ponder struggled to find a crack in his Arch-Chancellor's brain into which could be inserted the crowbar of understanding, and for a few vain seconds thought he had found one.
Because the ant you tread on might be your own, sir.
You mean... I might tread on an ant, and this would affect history, and I wouldn't be born?
Yes, yes, that's it. That's right, sir.
How? Ridcully looked puzzled. I'm not descended from ants.
Because?
Ponder felt the sea of mutual incomprehension rising around him, but he refused to drown.
Well, supposing it... bit a man's horse, and he fell off, and he was carrying a very important message, and because he didn't get there in time, there was a terrible battle, and one of your ancestors got killed. No, sorry, I mean, didn't get killed.
How did this ant get across the sea? Said Ridcully.
Clung to a piece of driftwood? Said the Dean promptly. It's amazing what can get even onto the remotest island by clinging to driftwood. Insects, lizards, even small mammals.
And then got up the beach and all the way to this battle, said Ridcully.
Bird's leg, said the Dean. Read it in a book. Even fish eggs get transported from pond to pond on a bird's leg.
Pretty determined ant, then, really, said Ridcully, stroking his beard. Still, I must admit, stranger things have happened.
Practically every day, said the senior wrangler.
Ponder beamed. They had successfully negotiated an extended metaphor.
Only one thing I don't understand, though, Ridcully added. Who'll tread on the ant?
What?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? Said the Arch-Chancellor. If I tread on this ant, then I won't exist. But if I don't exist, then I can't have done it. So I won't. So I will. See?
He prodded Ponder with a large, good-natured finger.
You've got some brains, Mr. Stibbons, but sometimes I wonder if you really try to apply logical thought to the subject in hand. Things that happen, stay happened.